Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, every Thursday on GabRadioNetwork.com. Simulcast.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Kathy Perry, kathyperry.com. Hope you check out her website and see what she does for her customers, helping them put their best foot forward online with social media. Kathy, you got an advertising tip for us.
Yes, I do. A lot of people really aren't sure where is their audience, their target audience, hanging out. And so you have the ability with every one of these social platforms to find out if your audience is there on their site. They will let you do a kind of like it's called custom audiences or an audience match. You can find out the percent of your customer list that is on that social channel. So, for example, Google AdWords, they refer to it as Google Customer, or Customer Match. Facebook calls it Custom Audiences. Twitter calls it Tailored Audiences. Mm-hmm. And LinkedIn has Matched Audiences. So they all have something. And what you do is you upload your customer list, and then they'll...
Oh, wait a minute, whoa.
This is the scary part.
Hold the phone here.
This is how you find out.
I'm going to upload all my contact information to these guys. Of course I'm going to do that.
I'm hanging up.
I've got to go do this immediately. I can't wait a minute longer to give air. Oh, my gosh. Could I?
I know.
I'm usually better at sarcasm than this.
For marketers who have, say, 10,000 people on their list and they want to find out where should they spend their advertising dollars, they can upload their list.
If I do business with you and I found out that you gave my stuff to Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn or any of those guys, I would immediately stop doing business with you.
I know, except that a lot of them do. So, they're uploading.
They better not tell
me
they're doing it.
That's kind of how you're doing the retargeting too, though.
There's got to be a better way, though, Kathy. They could give you some parameters. They could if they wanted to do this the right way. Without an ulterior, that's not even a veiled attempt to find out who you're doing business with. This is just in your face. If they really want to do it the right way, they would say, okay, we're going to give you, we've determined this profile test. And if you answer these questions about a customer, then you need to put your money in block A. If they answer these questions, then you need to be in B. And have a good life with your customers. We have ours. You're one of our customers. Have a good life with your customers.
Absolutely.
That's reasonable. That's what regular people
is your customer on this platform. And so, I recently...
That makes me mad.
Yeah, I know. But it is how they also do retargeting as well, because if they know if you know exactly who your audience is, then they can do lookalike audiences as well for you, and you can retarget those.
Kathy, this is bass ackward from what I told you.
This is the ugly side.
I've told you for 8 years. The customer should be doing. They should be getting the information, the contact information that Facebook now wants you to give them. These other guys want you to give them. You should be getting that contact information from your communities and putting it on your contact stuff.
Absolutely.
This is reverse. This is opposite.
Reverse. It's for people who do not know, and they are trying to figure out where's the best place to put my advertising dollar.
Yeah.
And this will just tell you.
I don't recommend it, Kathy. I'm proud of you for telling us about it. You have to do that. Folks, I wanted her to report on it. I wanted her. I'm telling you about it. But I'm telling you, it's the wrong direction to do, because for all these years, I've been saying you've got to migrate. And what you got to do like ducks, you got to migrate. You got to move your Facebook and your other social media platform contacts, their communities. Find their email addresses, their contact information, the ones who you're just hanging out with online, and move it over.
Yes.
So when Facebook makes them mad, you can still get in touch with them.
Absolutely. When you get shut down.
I'm sorry, Kathy. I apologize.
I agree with you. I'm just, just giving them.
We're just the messengers, aren't we, Kathy?
We are.
Hey, Kathy, good job today. Thanks. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
And see you next time. Kathy Perry, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best. She puts up with me pretty good, too. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.